Are you hooked on Facebook or are you tired of it? More people seem to be taking a break from social media from time to time. A new study from the Pew Internet and American Life Project shows 6 out of 10 Facebook users have tuned out or taken a Facebook vacation. Director Lee Rainey says for many people it's become too time-consuming.
Other people just get tired of the drama of watching their friends break up and make up and fight over things. And certainly there was some evidence of that during the political season. People got tired of all of their friends posting about politics.
Another 10% call Facebook a waste of time. Pew says 2/3 of online American adults are Facebook users. Dimitri talks more about this with Ken Colburn of Data Doctors. He says people are not permanently leaving Facebook in droves.
I don't see this as anything more permanent. It's more common. More people are on Facebook than ever before, you know, over 1 billion people now. So the likelihood of you running into somebody that hasn't experienced this is much lower. And I think that's really what's different now is the likelihood of somebody going through this adoption curve, if you will. We all kind of start with this wide-eyed amazement of what the technology does. And this is not exclusive to Facebook. This is with iPads, with smartphones, with everything. We just get completely overtaken by the joy of all these new things, and then we realize we're spending too much time on it. We back off maybe more so than we mean to, and then, you know, if you look at it as a line curve, you'll see it kind of go way up, way down, and then back to kind of a moderate level, which is where we all kind of seem to settle in.
The one difference maybe between an iPad and Facebook is, you know, you can play a video game on an iPad or watch a movie, things that are done with you and yourself and nobody else necessarily involved. Facebook users are pointing to too much drama, disagreements, maybe political arguments, and maybe you just don't care as much as you used to about all those status updates. Isn't that something that needs to be considered?
I think the newer the user, the less informed about the tools that let them manage their friends they're going to be. So they're going to be more likely to be upset with the fact that there's a lot of inane conversations that they'd really rather not see. Learning how to block or put people in groups, I mean, that comes with time. You can easily manage this situation. But we have to remember, Facebook is a reflection of the human condition. Unless something's changed, these are the same complaints we have in real life as well. You know, it's just a reflection of real life.
It's like going to a really great party, but even a really great party means that you have to leave after a while. You have to go spend some alone time or family time. You can't stay there forever.
Yeah, so when you go to a great party and you run into, invariably, you run into that one person, you're going, really? You're going to talk about religion now? You know, with Facebook, you can shut off that conversation, but be polite about it. In real life, you have to pretend like you're interested and try to figure out a way to wiggle away. So I think it's a lot more comfortable to deal with that online and through Facebook. You know, we're all still learning the rules of the road when it comes to the online relationship world. We inherently know what the rules are, you know, in our real world. And the sooner you kind of learn the tools to use to reflect what you do in real life, I think the more comfortable you become. It's something you can easily control yourself.
The Pew survey suggests that something Facebook might have to worry about is that 1 in 4 users answering the survey anyway, plan to cut back their usage this year.
Well, you can look at it 2 ways. 1 in 4 means only 25% of the user base that they surveyed, they're in that I've spent too much time on Facebook. So that means 3/4 of the users are in some other portion of that curve. And that's actually, I think, a much more telling number, the fact that it's only 1 in 4.
You're not calling this a major or even a minor shift in social media.
Well, social media has been so pervasive and so much about how we communicate. What has to change for most people is which ones they use, when they use them, and how they use them. And just like with a business, businesses have to be strategic when it comes to social media. And I think more and more users, individual users, are starting to understand, I need to be strategic with my time or else I can completely lose the day between just Pinterest and Facebook.
Ken Colburn of Data Doctors, he was on Skype.